833 Joe Alex. When the relationship is over, maybe something's finally done, what are you doing with the most important thing that you have? Your Instagram handle. By the way, ours, if you want to follow us, is at Joe and Alex Show. You can also find me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and the most shameless plugging person in the world, Producer Porkchop. You can even find him and follow him, too. Alex, we bring this up because of Selena Gomez and something that she did.
Yeah, she finally just deleted her very last picture she had on her Instagram of her and Justin Bieber together.
Gosh.
So, I mean, that's pretty final.
Are you okay over there?
I'm not okay. I'm not. As a true Jelena fan, and like that's the couple that I aspired to be and I grew up with, it hurts.
Do you feel like maybe your relationship won't last the test of time either?
I mean, it definitely has an effect on me personally. Maybe not my relationship, but me. But
Okay. I'm glad you're being vulnerable and honest about that.
So, I mean, she's had those up for a while now. How long are you keeping photos of you and your ex on your Instagram? I have my photos of me and my ex still on mine. I've not deleted them.
Now, be honest. Alex, are they up there because they were really good times, they were good memories and good photos? Or is there something in the back of your mind like, well, what if we get back together? That would suck to lose all those photos. I mean, I know you could archive them and stuff, but why are you keeping them?
I knew that if I archive them, my ex is too stupid about Instagram to know that I archive them. So then he would just delete the photos of me and him that he has, and I don't want him to do that.
Why don't you want him to do that?
Because it's just like...
You're not fully over it?
Deleting them, then they'll just be gone.
Yeah, there's not really...
Right.
So
if you're broken up forever, why does it matter?
I don't know. I just think it's like, it's a feeling of like, that they still kind of care about you. If they completely delete you, then they definitely don't care about
you
at all.
Now, I'm surprised with Alex keeping those photos up there because I'm not saying you're savage, but you've kidded around before like, well, I'll do this just to get at somebody.
Right,
like,
petty.
Yeah, you'll do the petty stuff like, well, he wants a dog and I didn't want one. Then I put in my dating profile, must have a dog, as a joke, obviously. But I feel like you are so, whether the word's strong or not, you are able to usually cut ties. Like, I am very bad at, like, cutting things off. But you're like, okay, we're done. I never have to talk to you again. I feel like you would cut those photos immediately, just like you would cut conversations off.
Yeah, I guess with him, I just felt like our relationship was different, and I was hoping it was going to be different. So it's weird to me to just completely delete them. I just keep hoping that eventually they'll just be down in my timeline enough that it won't even really matter as I post more photos.
Okay, you better get some more up there. I haven't seen a post in a while.
Posted yesterday.
Oh, I have to check. I haven't seen. Algorithms messed up, by the way, on IG.
The algorithm messes everything up.
Okay. Now, this, I don't know how to say this, but I'm just trying to be honest, too. I've thought about it. My wife and I, Lindsay, are in therapy, and things I feel right now are going really well because we're really working on a relationship. But I've thought, okay, I've been with this woman for 7 years of my life, actually almost eight now, and that's a long time. That's almost a century. And I think it's a century, right? 10 years? Am I right? A decade. It's been almost a decade. It feels like a century.
Yeah, 100 years.
And I'm like, that's my whole life. Do I delete 10 years of my life? If let's say my wife did Lindsay divorce me, what do I do with those photos? I know it's different than dating somebody, but do you just get rid of your whole 10 years of your life?
Ooh.
That's like the modern digital stuff that's all my memories.
See,
they're just gone.
I think it depends on how things end because I've never been a person that deleted my photos with exes, but I'm still very civil with all of my exes. One of them is like still my best friend till this day. But my previous relationship before my current one, I found out like 2 days after I broke up with him and I was like, I'm worried about you. You need to get your life on track, but like you can't drag me through the mud with you anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't fair to you.
Yeah. So I got out and then I found out that 2 days later he was up in Chicago visiting his ex who like I always thought that like he was not over visiting his ex who also was like kind of into drugs and stuff. So I was like so angry and mad because I was like, one, the second we break up, you're just going to run back to her. And two, I have tried everything in my life to like make you better. And then you're just going to go with someone who is like doing drugs and stuff like that. So I was so angry that I did the petty thing and I deleted every single photo of us on Instagram.
Do you regret deleting that photo or those photos?
Yeah, I do, just because I knew how bad it hurt him. And also some of the pictures I looked really pretty in.
Oh, yeah, definitely the pretty stuff is the most important one. Ren, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this?
Hey, what's going on? So, I mean, it could go both ways. I mean, I've had exes where I have erased their pictures and I have exes where I haven't. I mean, I always keep the naked ones. Of course, you have to. You know? But it can go either way. Like, I mean, like I heard you say, so I was with a girl for 7 years. Well, am I going to erase 7 years of memories? And it's, you know, I went through ups and downs with her, you know, but there were good times. And you want to try to remember those good times. You don't want to just try to trash everything. And you want to try to find the silver lining in it. So, I mean, yes and no. You want to try to get rid of them. At least you want to try to at least eliminate the bad memories that you've had, you know?
Oh, I totally do, man. That's a good point. And I agree with you. I don't know if my wife does, but, yeah, you got to keep those news just in case. Now, it'll probably never happen, but I'm just telling everybody here that's listening that I have a photo with or that's on the show or my wife. Even my wife, I will delete all photos of anybody over, like, the past 10 or 20 years if I ever do lose weight. All those fat photos are gone. So,
well, that's understandable.
It probably won't happen, but just to be safe, what? You might want to archive them. What?
You should show how far you've come.
Yeah.
No.
The before and after.
No. If I ever get out of this fat suit that I'm in, I totally am going to get rid of that crap forever. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.